We're now joined by Stephen Heath, who's Communications, Greater Wellington Regional Council. Are you going to talk to us about noses, Stephen?
Yes, I can very briefly talk to you about noses, and it will be relatively brief simply because we no longer use them.
No!
Indeed. We do have members of staff who have calibrated noses.
Yes.
That is to say, they attended a lab in Lower Hutt some years ago, and their susceptibility to different types of odour was measured at that point, which is well and good, but the law has since changed, and now the threshold we most commonly use to trigger enforcement action is whether or not the smell is offensive and objectionable to the common person in the street. So it's no longer the domain of talented and skilled noses, which are applied by local and regional government people. It's what the law believes would be objectionable to the individual in the street. And because of that, there's no longer any need to train our noses and to be calibrated. So the system has fallen into disrepair because it's been outmoded by new legislation.
How disappointing!
What
what
did your noses go on to do? What do you do when the council doesn't need you as a nose anymore?
I don't know. I suppose you just wander off somewhere. I think it's pretty on the nose.
Follow your nose,
people.
Don't you? Really?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed, for those people who are rendered jobless because their noses are no longer needed, I feel great sympathy. But the fact is that the law has sharpened up a great deal and we've got a better test than we used to have.
I think it's better to have a calibrated nose because it's so subjective. What you find stinky, I might find fine.
Well, that may be the case, but we have to kind of
abide by the law.
We do have to abide by the law, and in the end, it's somehow the courts have to work out what might have been objectionable to the normal person, because it may well be that someone who has a calibrated nose becomes kind of acclimatized to things, and therefore the system doesn't work quite as well.
So, is it like when you go for hearing tests, and if you can hear something, you press a button to let them know that you can hear it? Is it like that with noses? When you calibrate a nose, the basic nose won't pick up some of the whiffs.
I think so, yes. And so if an individual's nose was kind of calibrated and you knew what they could smell and what they couldn't smell, maybe that could be used as evidence.
Wow.
But that's no longer the case.
Amazing. Well, I hope there were tissues when you let them go.
Lovely to talk to you, Stephen. Thank you so much for taking the time to call.